Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The men's basketball team coming off a loss against number 19 Lake State University down at the Sioux. And the Huskies get set to take on Northern Michigan University this Thursday night down at Northern. Coach Kevin Luke is with us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing today?
Good morning. It's a little snowy.
It is a little but warmer, finally. And I was just telling our three listeners today that I must be getting old because I'm finally saying I'll take the snow instead of the cold, where I always used to say the opposite. But, anyway, it's nice that we have one day here of milder temperatures and before we head back to sub-zero and very cold wind chills. But, Coach, talk a little bit about this weekend, if you could, this past weekend against Lake State. You got the win on Thursday and then the loss on Saturday. You know, listening to the games, sounds like the guys played pretty good against a very good team.
Yeah, you know what, Dirk? It was an okay second half. If we're talking about Saturdays, Thursday's game, it was a nice overtime win. We stuck with it. Was down by five late, but still managed to eke one out. And Saturday's game, we knew it was going to be tough. Obviously, Lake State's a league leader, and you know they got some real quick guards that can apply a lot of pressure, and they did that. And we got sped up a little bit in the first half, and you know, calmed down a little bit and had what I thought was a really, really good second half. We scored a ton of points, 47 points in the second half, and you know, was much more tech like if that's okay to say, and didn't, you know, came back from 11 point deficit, went ahead, just didn't sustain it, and you know, missed some free throws, got some Lake State got some timely offensive rebounds. You know, if we shore those things up, if given another opportunity, we can play them a little bit tougher yet again.
Great game against a very exciting game against Northwood. You had to be happy with not only the outcome but the way the guys battled.
Well, clearly, you know, you go down, and Northwood at the time was 9-1 at home. They're a little bit different club on their home floor, as are most teams. And you know, they play a different brand because they feel more comfortable, they're more confident, they shoot it a lot better, and they did that night. And you know, for our guys to hang in there, get down, like I said, late, and you know, we were down five with a couple minutes, you know, four or five minutes to go, and battle back. You know, Stelzer had some great opportunities, and then found Dylan Gordon in the corner to make the last points of the game, which was a big shot by a freshman, but it was. You know, kind of nice to see a senior, pass to a freshman in that situation.
Coach, looking at the week ahead, Northern Michigan, I know you guys are not happy about the way things went down earlier this month at the SEC gym with the Wildcats. What's it going to take to get things turned around against them?
Yeah, we're not. And, you know, again, I don't want to take anything away from Northern coming up here and playing very well, because they did play well. We need to be focused. When you watch the film, our mental state was not where it needed to be to play against a rival game, and it's disappointing to say, and it hurts me to say that, but that's what the truth is. And you know, we got into them a little bit in practice yesterday to make sure our minds were straight, and we got to have a couple good days of practice. And I think Wes, what it's going to take is just playing tech basketball, moving the basketball, getting high percentage shots, defending as well as we can, and no offensive rebounds. And when we have that, when we kind of minimize our opponents in the defensive transition, you know, we've been really, really successful as far as record-wise go if we're able to do that stuff. And if we just take care of our business, I feel like we'll have a great shot.
Coach, in that game against Northern, did you have any kind of inkling, or did you have any kind of premonition that things weren't right with the guys before that game? Just watching you before, you paced before every game, but
yeah,
for some reason I was watching you closer in that game, and you just seemed to be more, maybe nervous isn't the right word, but concerned.
Well, it is nerves, and number one, we're coming off a loss to Lake State, and it's a rivalry game, and you don't know how the kids are going to react. We have some very... You know, they're tough kids, but some of them are injured, and you know, the biggest concern that night going into it, Dirk, was how we're going to play those three games back to back to back, and then you know, then you got to give them Tuesday off, and then prior to that you had, you know, the weekend games, and it was just a ton of games in a short period of time, and that was a big concern. And you know, we're still we're playing at home. We're still playing for, you know, winning the conference. And at the time, you know, Northern, you know, we kind of put them on a little bit of a streak there. You know, this is saying nothing bad. You know, they were on the outside looking in. And, you know, they're coming up here free, and, you know, we're a little bit tight. And that happened coupled with us not, you know, being mentally sharp at that point, and that equates to not being very successful.
Coach, as we look at the GLIAC standing picture right now, you're currently tied for third place in the North Division, third overall in the conference. We know we've locked up a home quarterfinal game on March the 4th, but you can still finish, I think, as high as second if you get a little bit of help, and you can still finish as low as fourth. You know, what are your thoughts heading into this final game of where things are going to finish out?
Well, I think if you had a perfect world, you want to finish in second or third for this reason. You know, and I'm not looking past any game, certainly not. You try to prepare for, and you look at all of the scenarios that can happen. You want to be in two or three coming out of that quarterfinal game, and you want to be as high as you can in case number one gets upset. That's the first thing.
Right.
You know, so you can still host. But so, you know, we would need a lot of help for us to get to second, because Hillsdale would have to beat Saginaw. Of course, we'd have to beat Northern. And if that happens, then, you know, then we got the tiebreaker to go to second. But we got to take care of business at Northern. But in regards to, you know, you got to win your quarterfinal game, which is nice to have one here, and then go on the road. So if you're second or third, you'd be playing on a neutral court as opposed to playing the number one team at their place.
Right. Well, it's going to be a big-time game on Thursday, and I know the guys are going to be ready to get back at the Wildcats. You know, tough that we're back-to-back-to-back on the road here to end the season, but at the same time, a short trip, and I know the guys will be ready.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, you know, the schedule is what it is, and we can't change that. So with that being said, you know, I'm not too concerned about the back-to-back-to-back games on the road. Number one, we've played fairly well on the road this year, and the tournaments are going to be on the road. So with that being said, you know, it is what it is, and the least amount of excuses that we can make. And, you know, this is a time of year where, you know, everybody's body's tired, and mentally you got to put yourself in a frame of mind to be sharp, like we talked about, and you know, your body's going to recover in the month of, you know, even April. I don't know when the heck we want to say it, but you know, your mind's got to be sharp and your body's got to do what you allow it to do.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Congratulations on locking up home ice, or home court, I should say, for the
with the weather the way it's been, we could call it home ice.
That's right. Locking up home court for the first game, and the Huskies play 7:30 after the women's game Thursday night down at Northern Michigan. Of course, we'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ if you're not going to make the trip down there. Good luck, Coach. Safe travels, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, Coach Kevin Luke for the men's basketball team right here on Mix 93. And we've got more Huskies Drive Time coming up right after these.